Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. It is in this 15-minute empowerment segment that you're going to be encouraged as a Christian believer in your walk of faith, in your confession of faith, in the process of your faith. And just like Abraham, you're going to be on a process of there. You're going somewhere. You're headed somewhere. And this process that God is doing in us in our everyday life is a process that he's going to continue to do until he cracks the sky or we go and be with him. But it's a process that's going to make us more and more like him, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. It's a place in us that God will cause us, command us to walk in purpose and go through the process of being perfected in the things that he's called us. We are perfect, but the work of him is perfected in us, that we look more and more like him in such a way that we become light and salt. We become the city that sits on a hill in our everyday life, everyday situations, that people are drawn to us to see the goodness of God, the love of God, the mercy of God. We become that which is necessary to either water a seed or plant a seed, or even bring that seed into for harvest. But it's all for the glory of God. We're going today and we're going to be looking. We started a session last week, a couple of weeks ago, that dealt with being considered for a blessing. Going along that same line, we're going to talk about the gift of the blessing, which is Jesus Christ. And we're going to the book of John, and we're going to look at John 1 and read what it says in John 1. But the verse that I really want to look at is the 14th verse. But it says here, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was nothing made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness was not did not comprehend it. There was a man, it's talking about John, because John was one of the ones we spoke about. Remember, when we were talking about the considering of blessing, it was Elizabeth and Mary. Both of them were pregnant with promise, considered by God to do something great. And both of these gifts were used for the glory of God. Each one had a purpose, and the purpose had to be fulfilled. That both of them, that Jesus was that which was the light and the life that caused John to leap in the womb of Elizabeth when Mary came in her presence, because the life of who he was made him live in purpose, made him live in what God had ordained his life for, made him now walk in that which he was preordained for, that Elizabeth could not give birth to him before the time that God needed him to be on the scene. So both of them had a divine purpose, and the purpose was to do his will. So we see here that the word says here in John 1 and 6, it says it says that there was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. And he was not the light, sent to bear witness of the light. This was the true light, which was going to give light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, this is talking about Jesus, and the world was made through him, and the world did not recognize him, acknowledge him. The world did not receive Jesus, even though he made the world, he made everything in it. They could not conceive him. They did not believe him. They did not understand him. They rejected him. And I'm pausing there because there will be times, because you walk, you are now in Christ, you are part of his kingdom, the world will never understand who you are. They will never receive, all will never receive you, because they did not receive or will not receive Jesus. But to them who will receive the love of God, the witness that you give, the life that you live, that bears witness to Jesus, that bears witness to his presence, that bears witness to his redemption in your life, they will receive him. They're going to receive his love, his forgiveness, his salvation, his redemption, everything that he is. So don't expect everyone to welcome you with open arms. Don't expect everyone to like you. Expect men to not understand you or not get with you or receive you, even in the secular world, because your principles, your life, your lifestyle, and the light of who you are through Christ Jesus will be something that convicts them, and it will cause them to hate the light, because the light exposes. The light exposes, and when the light exposes, it makes them realize that they have a king who's going to come, who died for them, that irritates what's inside of them, because darkness loves darkness, light loves God. Gives them an opportunity through your witness, through your lifestyle of worship every single day, before you tell them that you are a Christian, the life that you live, how you conduct yourself, the principles that you live by, the faith that you have. It speaks volumes before you open up your mouth when you're doing it the right way, when you're living the way that God says. And it irritates darkness because it exposes the places of darkness that the enemy wants to keep hidden. He wants to keep men's eyes blinded. The word of God says that their eyes have been blinded by the prince of the air, the prince of this world. And so they don't want he doesn't want their eyes to be open. Show up. You bring a light that makes them realize it's something else. There's something greater. There's something more. There's a redemptive power. There's a love. There's a savior. There's a king. And so when you live your life, you can expect that everyone's not going to love you. No, everyone's not going to receive you. Everyone's not going to want you. But we see here that Jesus himself, who was the creator of the world, was there in the beginning with God and the Holy Spirit, is rejected by the world that he made and the people that he made. So therefore, if they didn't receive him, they're not always going to receive you. But be encouraged. If they rejected him, they're rejecting you, they're rejecting the gift that can give them what they need, that can link them to the master, that can give them eternal life. They're rejecting the gift that Jesus has come to the world to save, redeem, and to set free. So that in return will be their judgment. But you keep living and you keep doing what God says. Don't take that as something personable. Take that as, this is part of my assignment. This is part of the classifications of my assignment. This is part of the things that I can expect with my assignment, because I'm He sent. They're not going to want me. They're not going to love me. They're not going to receive me. They're not going to understand me. They're not going to recognize who I am. But it doesn't matter. I'm He sent. In other words, I'm God sent. I've been filled with this power, and He's allowing me to walk in the world, not be of the world, but in the world, that someone else might know God, might receive him, might understand him, might want him, desire him. Okay, so getting back to this quickly, my time is almost up for this season and this time, but this empowerment, but we're going to still get this. It says here that he was the light, that the world did not know him, recognize him, but it says in the 12th verse, but as many as receive him, to them he has given them the right to become children of God, and to those in his name, who were born not of blood, not of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but the will of God. And the 14th verse is the one we want to look at, and tomorrow we'll come back to. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So tomorrow we're going to come back and hit that. I pray that this has helped you, empowered you, and getting you ready for that no weapon formed against you will prosper, because he who lives inside of you is great. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Be blessed.